Part 2. Practicing Morality. Identifying the Scope of Suffering. The main principle of Buddhist morality is to help others and, if that is not possible, at least to do no harm. This fundamental commitment to nonviolence, motivated by concern for others, is central to the three types of morality in Buddhism. First, the morality of individual liberation. Second, the morality of concern for others. And third, the morality of Tantra. The morality of individual liberation is mainly practiced by refraining from physical and verbal actions that cause harm to others. This practice is called individual because it provides a way for a person to prepare to move beyond the repeated round of birth, aging, sickness, and death, which Buddhists call cyclic existence or samsara. The morality of concern for others, called the morality of bodhisattvas, who are beings primarily concerned with helping others, is mainly practiced by restraining the mind from falling into selfishness. For those practicing bodhisattva morality, the essential point is to refrain from self-cherishing, but also to refrain from ill deeds of body and speech. The morality of Tantra centers around special techniques for imagining a fully developed state of body and mind, effectively helping others. It provides a way to restrain and thus transcend our limited perception of our bodies and minds so that we may perceive ourselves shining with wisdom and compassion. Let's first consider the morality of individual liberation. This type of morality requires the self-awareness needed to refrain from physical and verbal actions that bring harm to others. This means abandoning what Buddhists call the 10 non-virtues. These are organized into three categories. The physical non-virtues are killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. The verbal non-virtues are lying, divisive talk, harsh speech, and senseless chatter. The mental non-virtues are covetousness, harmful intent, and wrong views. Since motivation precedes and drives actions, controlling it is the best way to prevent impulsive and possibly abusive physical and verbal actions. When you suddenly want something and just reach out and take it without considering the consequences, your desire is expressing itself impulsively, without benefit of reflection. In daily practice, you learn to continually examine your motivation. When I was a boy, Ling Rinpoche, who was then my junior tutor, was always very stern. He never smiled, not even a little. This bothered me a lot. By wondering why he was so humorless, I examined more and more what I was doing in my own mind. This helped me develop self-awareness with regard to my motivation. By my early 20s, when I had matured, Ling Rinpoche completely changed. He always had a big smile when we were together. Effective practice of the morality of individual liberation depends upon sound long-term motivation. For example, one should not become a monk or a nun to avoid having to work at a worldly job for food and clothing. Also, it is not sufficient merely to seek to avoid difficulty in this lifetime. To be motivated by such trifling purposes does not help to achieve freedom from cyclic existence, the ultimate reason to practice the morality of individual liberation. This is confirmed by Buddha's life story. One day, Shakyamuni slipped outside the palace wall to examine life for himself. For the first time, he saw a sick person, an old person, and a corpse. Deeply troubled by the suffering of sickness, aging, and death, he came to the conclusion that worldly life is without substance. Later, inspired by several religious practitioners, Buddha became captivated by the possibility of a higher, more meaningful spiritual life. At that point, he escaped from the palace, leaving his ordinary life behind to pursue that vision. What does this teach us? Like Buddha, we need to begin by becoming concerned about the suffering of cyclic existence and by turning away from temporary distractions. Influenced by this new attitude, we must take up a system of morality by renouncing cyclic existence and by taking vows of pure behavior through seeking to avoid the 10 non-virtues.